I had hoped the question around the cost of water in Milwaukee and the condition of the pipes that convey it would give me a chance to meet the city's new waterworks superintendent. But Karen Detmer told me this is her first week on the job. Instead of a face-to-face, city staffers scurried to deliver data about water rates. One figure was this one. An average family of four pays around $233 a year for city water. That compares to $145 a decade ago. That's definitely an increase, but compare it to Detroit, Michigan. Its rates have almost doubled, and in some cases, the city has shut off families' water supplies when they've failed to keep up with payments. According to the American Public Media report, in 2014, Detroit's shutoff rate was so high, the United Nations called it a violation of human rights. Milwaukee's utility says it does not cut off service as long as the city can access the water meter for maintenance or replacement. Instead of shutoffs, the city tacks the delinquent water bill onto their property tax bill. Water policy expert Lynn Broadus worries that shutoff or no shutoff, the state of Milwaukee's infrastructure puts all of its customers at risk. Broadus runs a consulting business based in Minneapolis.
Milwaukee, for the last number of decades, has worked hard to keep its water rates low and to make it affordable both for the residents as well as for the commercial and industrial clients.
Broda says that policy has come at the detriment of tending to Milwaukee's increasingly fragile water infrastructure.
When you think about the capital asset of the water infrastructure that lies underneath our city streets, as well as the pumping stations and all that, there were huge investments that were put in long ago to build that infrastructure. And since that time, we've been kind of, and it's not just Milwaukee, this is true in a lot of cities, we've been paying to continue to operate it and to fix it here and there, but not, we haven't put those huge investments back in.
Broda suggests it's time for Milwaukee leaders to act.
In order to take on the kind of capital needs that are now facing the city of Milwaukee for its water infrastructure, it's estimated that their capital budget is going to have to double in fairly short order. And in order to do that, they almost certainly have to turn to bonds, low-interest bonds, in order to come up with that capital and not completely strap the current-day ratepayers.
In 2017, the Public Policy Forum scrutinized the condition of Milwaukee's vast sea of water mains, service lines, and treatment plants. Its conclusion? The system faces mounting challenges based on the age of the infrastructure and the emergence of the city's lead service line issue. That issue consumes Brenda Coley. She co-leads Milwaukee Water Commons. The organization is committed to educating the community about water and advocating for residents' voices in water policy.
And, you know, and when you look at this from a public health perspective, we want to reduce the risk of lead in water. We can't eliminate it. I understand that. But we can reduce it. And until we really come up with the will to replace these lead laterals, I think we need to get 70,000 filters on 70,000 homes.
Milwaukee leaders say they're grappling with the cost of addressing lead pipes along with the city's other infrastructure needs. In the meantime, they say progress is being made. In 2018, the city replaced 18 miles of main and 910 lead service lines. This year, it expects to increase lead service line replacements. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.